Flew the Borg is taking Hollywood by storm. Since moving part-time to Los Angeles from Erlangen, Germany, Flula's goal has been to invade all the media sources of Earth. Well, in a friendly way, of course.
To that end, you may have seen him on the silver screen in Pitch Perfect 2, and in television programs such as Silicon Valley, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Conan, and Counterparts with J.K. Simmons.
His popular YouTube channel has racked up over tens of millions of views, and he's just launched a new podcast called Boom Time, featuring stimulating conversations with celebrities. Blah, 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 blah. I'm Greg Ridday. You're listening to PDXPodcast.com. Today we chat with our special guest, Flula Borg, via telephone. He gave me a call last week. Let's listen in. Hello, hello. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, hello. This is Flula.
Hi, yes. Hello. Hello, Flula.
How are you?
I am fantastic. You sound fantastic. And I just listened
great.
To your podcast.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes. I think you had the best first guest that you possibly could have booked, Reggie Watts.
Oh, a dream. This man is, he has too many talents, this man.
You know what I loved about this guest is that he made you laugh. And I don't think I've actually heard you laugh before, but he had you cracking up.
It is an involuntary response, you know, like a heart attack or a seizure. And Reggie somehow knows how my internal organs work, and he did it. It's very rare, I must say.
You felt it on the inside. That's great.
That's right, that's correct.
What I also thought was very interesting about this show is that you have a fact checker, Alex Simmons, your producer. He does the footnotes for the show. I can't think of another show that has that kind of fact checking.
Yeah, we don't know. I'm sure, you know, there's no more original ideas, you know. I'm sure there are 5 million pyramids that have been built already, just like the Egyptians. And so maybe footnotes are common or not, we don't know. I can tell you, though, that I speak many words and a large percentage are probably not accurate. So we need it. It's very important.
It's a great idea.
No, thank you. Oh, great, good. Yeah, we are still learning, you know, what should the podcast be like and things. So we are exploring it because podcast is a very fun medium to just dip your ears and mouth into, you know?
Right, and I love the experimental nature of the show. I listened to it twice, and I don't really listen to podcasts twice. There's a lot to take in, a lot of jokes that I missed the first time around.
Thank you. You know, it will, we think, depend, of course, on the guest. You know, Reggie, as you said, he is so different and unique. The other podcasts will be different from this one, and hopefully always they will be different in good ways because of the guests that we will have.
Right, you've got some great guests lined up too. Wheeler Walker Jr. is on his...
Oh, I love him. Yes, Wheeler Walker Jr. is there. We are old friends, actually, so we have known each other for some time, and it's very
really?
Exciting that... Yes.
From Comedy Central?
Well, he and I were living very close to each other, and what is funny is we have some very many mutual friends, but we never spoke to each other in the face because both of us are very strange in social places. So this was our first face-to-face meeting, but I love him so very much. We are so pumped that he did come onto the show with me.
You know what? I spoke to him this week. He was nice enough to give me a call this week. He didn't go through a manager or anything. He's like you. He just gave me a call. Great guy.
Oh, great. Great. He is very solid. I'm so happy that you guys got to speak. I know he is. I don't know when the tour is starting, but he maybe already is doing it. But I'm excited that you spoke with him.
Right. And it's a big tour, too. Kid Rock.
Oh, huge. I mean, very, I must say, very interesting combination. But I think like me, like I don't really fit any place. Wheeler, and so therefore I fit everywhere. I think kind of this is how Wheeler works. Like anybody,
yes.
He can go any place, you know,
right.
Because it's so different.
Right, right. Love that guy. And you've got David Giantoli, is that how you say it, on the show, your buddy man co-star?
Yes. David is here. He is my oldest friend in America, and of course a nice Portland connection because he was on the Monster Show, Grimm, that was shooting in Portland. So I did visit him many times. And you are in Portland, Oregon?
Yes, I work with KPTV, and yet you were on KPTV speaking with Stephanie Kralovich and Molly Reel.
That's correct. That was so fun. I want to make another film in Portland or Oregon just so I can go back up and hang out with everybody there once more. I love the state and the city very much.
Really? What do you like so much about Portland?
I love the weather. It's the perfect measure of depressing and just melancholy. I need some drizzles and grayness. You know, people are too happy all the time here. I live in Los Angeles, and I just want to slap all the babies. I want some sadness and some tears. And Portland provides this, so I come every 2 or 3 months. I come just to cry and be happy.
Great. No, you should come back, and you want to kill yourself after about 3 months.
Oh, not me. It improves my mood so much. It's like a bicycle pump. It helps me all the time.
I love it. You know, I'm English. I feel right at home here.
Oh, of course. Yes. So are you happy that the weather is kind of British? Or what?
Yes.
How do you feel about it?
Yes. Okay. No, yes. I've lived in LA. It's kind of rough. The sun's kind of rough.
Oh, it is. It's actually for me more depressing to wake and see this blue sky sun bullshit all the time. Sorry for the cursing, but it does hurt my brain. I need to see some changes in the sky, you know?
Right. But, you know, one of the benefits is you get to be on Conan O'Brien. I mean, you've been on Conan how many times now?
Someone asked me, so I did enter my brain and ask, and I think that was number 6 to visit Conan, which I honestly cannot believe this has occurred. This is very confusing for me. I think there is a mistake, but I'm so pumped. He is so great. He and Andy are just wonderful people.
You're just everywhere. You've saturated pretty much every venue of media and entertainment, and I'm loving every minute of it. You were on Curb Your Enthusiasm recently, the last season.
Yes, well, I must tell you, media saturation sounds really great unless you're dealing with toxic chemicals. So I'm glad to hear that you have not overdosed. I'm very excited about this news.
Not yet, but then again, I do live in Portland. Yet. This is what we do.
Oh, good. Oh, no, yeah, and Curb Your Enthusiasm, again, this is another dream that I just am confused. I think it was a mistake, but I'm so happy that they made the mistake and included me.
These are happy mistakes. Larry David, your impressions of Larry?
Wonderful. I always imagined Larry, when I was thinking, what is Larry David like, you know? And so two answers are he is perhaps a very giant a-hole, or he is the most nice and relaxing person in the world. And I can tell you, it is number 2. It's so great. He was so fun and relaxing and just an excellent dude. I'm so happy that he allowed me to join him on the television screen.
You were great. Kind of a rude guest, but, you know, you're a foreigner. Listen,
we don't know. I received an invitation, so I accepted it. You know, what do I do?
J.K. Simmons, too. You've met J.K.?
I have, yes.
On the sets of Counterparts?
On Counterparts, yes. We had some discussions. He's from Montana, another state I very much love. So we spoke of bears and outdoor steaks, and this was very nice. He is, I imagine, you know, when you meet the people, you think, oh, he would be 2.50 meters tall, you know. But I'm a tall human, and I must say, J.K. Simmons, I'm more taller than J.K. In the real life. In television, he could give me a very sassy arm wrestling, let's be clear.
He's kind of ripped, right? He's kind of a big, like, muscular, right?
Yes, he's not old, but he has the old man strong, you know, like, he can probably bench press 5 pull-ups very easily.
Right, and you've got new shows and movies coming out. What, Trolls 2? You've been cast. You're doing voice for Trolls 2. And then another. Is this a film, She's in Portland, that's in post-production?
It is, and I must tell you, and so it only reinforces my hypothesis to you. I love Portland. So anything with Portland in the name, I'm inside it. Even if it's Portland, Maine, I still will pretend it's Oregon. I'll be very happy.
You're making me laugh too much. You're throwing me off my game here.
I'm sorry. Stay on your game. Remain on your game. Very important.
Right. Okay. Now, in the movie Buddy Moon, which was shot in Oregon, you ate some mushrooms. Now, I'm curious, were those real mushrooms? And you know, what do they taste like?
As I taste it, as maybe you may imagine, the feces of a young cow is how it tasted. And during the shooting, I had some problems with, like, focus. So if you give me more drugs other than just, like, calorie drugs, very big problem. So those, I must say, were artificial mushrooms. But yes, I did test out what is it like to snort some shroomies. And I did it right afterwards during my Italian dinner lunch.
Yes, vigorously, vigorously were chewing those.
Of course, yes. Vigorous is important. Listen, those molars were built for the reason of vigorous chews.
Now, you co-wrote that film, right?
I did, yes. Me and then David Gentoli and Alex Simmons, who is also the producer of Boomtime, was the director and editor and also co-writer of Buddy Moon.
Right. No, it's a funny film. Everybody should check it out. It's on Amazon streaming now.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thanks, everyone. View it. It's free. Just be a prime lady or man.
You've also, I mean, you do everything. You did this music video with Turquoise Jep, Taste You Like Yogurt. How did that come about?
That was wonderful, my friend. The Turquoise Jep dudes are very great, and me and Flint Flossy are old-time home dudes from the back in the ways days, as they say. And we were eating lunch one time, and I was a little sad because I was eating a burrito, but I very much wanted a dessert of yogurt. And he said, why? And I said, because yogurt is delicious, don't you know? And then we wrote a song in 5 minutes.
There's actually a soundtrack to this film, too, the Buddy Moon soundtrack. I found it on Spotify.
Oh, what? Yeah, it's great. I'm very happy that they let us do this. It has some very fun music, I think.
Right, right. There's words that are regional to certain areas of Germany.
Oh, yes.
Schmielschmagel.
This Handschmiegel is what Reggie said, yes.
Right.
So I can tell
That's
you...
That's interesting.
It is, and I don't know this word, but the one that for me I know, and he and most many Germans don't, is Schmalzdackel was another one, which is a greasy backsund, like a greasy dog. And so if someone is looking like they're maybe too ready for the evening and like, whoa, slow pumping those brakes, please. That's a Schmalzdackel.
So how many episodes have you recorded already of the new podcast?
Yes, so we have five in the canisters, as they say. And so we are very excited. We are recording more and inviting more guests. So we want to continue to do it, you know, like Seinfeld, 5,000 episodes, you know.
You know what's interesting? In your bio, I read that you started out as a Bavarian Schuhplatte dancer, and then you went on to earn a degree in engineering. It's kind of an interesting path you've taken.
I have decided that to be the best qualified Flulerburg, you have to have had some Schuhplatte experience as a child, and then some environmental engineering as a smaller child, aka adult person. And this is just what it's required. If you need to be a Flulerburg, I can tell you how to become this. And it requires, as I say, some very strange dancing and lots of mathematics.
Right. Now, your website has regular updates. You also have merchandise. Is there more to come, like any fanny packs on the way?
Absolutely. So I love some fanny packs, of course. I know now they are all of a sudden stylish or what. But don't let those things slow you down. In 20 years, I will still be selling some delicious fanny packs. And they're coming soon, a new version. Also, I have a dance hat. My dance hat is good. That is coming if you need to remind yourself.
A dance hat?
Oh, yes, yes. It just says the word dance, but with an umlaut on the A, because that's how I pronounce it. Dance.
Looking forward to it. Flulerburg.com.
Yes.
Also, what I appreciated about the show, the fake ads... and making up songs as you go along. We're going to experience more of these as the show progresses.
Absolutely. I like to just... I think it's important to advertise things that already exist and perhaps cost $0. Why are there no more advertisements about these things? So I want to bring those to the ears of the humans and any animal that's listening, really. Everyone is welcome.
Now, your big break, would you consider that... Pitch Perfect 2, or was it the Party Pooper video on YouTube that really broke you, that you would consider that something that broke you?
Yeah, I think I would say my career is like a man on a mountain bike who is like many meters up and then starts to fall. And then like every 4 or 5 meters, like there's a tiny break. There's a fracture of a fibula and then like the skull is hurting and then ouch, my ankle. And I would say these are all small breaks. Like Party Pooper was a very good one, which then did give to me an audition to Pitch Perfect 2. They emailed my website. I thought it was a hoax as I auditioned.
Really?
I thought, oh, this is fake. What is this strangeness? So I went and wore some child's pajamas and freestyle rapped with some ladies. It was confusing. Mm-hmm. So most of the things I will say are some just fun time accidents. I don't really know how these things are occurring, but I'm very excited about it.
Happy accidents. I love it. And the World Cup's coming up. So are you gonna repeat? Is Germany gonna repeat?
I must tell you, I am worried about our goalie, Manuel Neuer. He is, you know, I would say the best goalie.
Recovering,
so I don't know. I am a little worried about his health, but we are good, but I don't know. I would of course love it very much. We on the papers we look very tasty, but who knows?
Well, you know, we saved that Frank Lampard goal back in the day, back in 2010.
Oh, I remember this. I watched it go between the legs. It just, what occurred? What occurred? Can we say very quick, what is going on with English football, please? What is happening?
Stress. I don't know. But I win in FIFA. I always win the World Cup in FIFA.
Oh, okay, good. So well, this is so it's even. It evenings out. You win FIFA, so it makes it okay.
Everything evens out right at the end.
That's true. Yeah, it's like the stock market. Zero-sum game.
Well, I'm really looking forward to new episodes. It's a great show. I'm hooked already from episode one on, and I can't wait for these new episodes. I have no idea what to expect for episode two, and I think that's a good sign.
I agree. Yeah, we don't know as well. So everybody is just driving with just like large headphones, but no eyes. We are driving with closed eyes down the Autobahn together.
Does the Autobahn prepare you for LA traffic? I don't know.
And you know, actually, it's more worse here because in Germany, we follow the rules and then we like to bend those rules. Here, they take the rules and they, like, eat them and then they go to the toilet. Like, it's just absolute chaos.
Right. Well, you know, you're breaking out in so many ways in film and television. I hope you keep up with the YouTube updates. We'll make sure to keep checking out your website, but I hope these continue. The auto-tunes are always a lot of fun.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I must do more. I do very much wish I had some clones or some identical cousins. Because I would like to do more of these things. Very much would like to make more.
Right. Okay, final question. Are you ever going to do any underwear commercials?
I hope so. You know, I enjoy to wear underwear. I think it is very nice when you're wearing pants to also have something between your anus and the pants. So I think this is a good qualifier to make underwear commercials. If you know anyone at Fruitus of the Looms or Hanes and all of the things, please give them, you know, my contact info.
I love it. Thank you so much, Flula. This was a lot of fun. You're a lot of fun.
Well, hey, thank you very much for taking this time. And let me know how I can help you support your excellent show.
Will do. And good luck at the World Cup.
Oh, man. Thank you. We will take it. I will take
Unless you play us. Unless you play England, then.
Of course. Yeah, no. You just, please, I give you all the luck in these matches.
Okay. We got goal line technology now.
Oh, that's right. The GLT will save you, of course.
All right, cheers.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Today's show was produced and edited by Gregory Day. That's me. If you'd like to contact me directly, you can reach me at greg@pdxpodcast.com. We'll be back next Monday. See you then.
I work some hours in an office, you know, and groups of people they're talking, and one say about Jennifer, eine Kollegin, colleague. Oh, I tell you, Jennifer, she is really a party pooper.
Really?
Jennifer poops at parties? So she poops at parties, so and people know this. I poop at parties. I poop at parties, but people don't know because I close the door. Jennifer goes to the party and then poops, but she do it so people know. Where does she go for it? Does she visit a water closet and make door of the open so people may see and smell things? This sound horrible. Maybe she go like by the tables with the gift and the present and the punches bowl. Who want the carpets? This sound like Jennifer. You have some mental issue. Have you spoken to someone about it? This serious? You make a poop in the party, so people may know. I want to go to parties with Jennifer just to make observation.